The very best you can do for the whole world is to make the most of you. And that is the thought for today.
Today's episode of 7 Good Minutes is being sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. Stress shows up in all kinds of ways. And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's your reminder to take care of yourself. Do less and maybe try therapy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Try BetterHelp today by going to BetterHelp.com/7goodminutes and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/7goodminutes. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes.
Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Brendan Burchard gives us some great tips and advice on how to develop a growth mindset. Enjoy.
How do you develop a growth mindset? You know, a lot of people have what's called a fixed mindset, which is where they just don't believe they can grow. They don't believe they can get better. They believe that, you know, nature or their personality or their certain level of talent was kind of God-given and they cannot bust through that. That they're just, they are who they are. And things will always be the way they are, and life can't really be that much improved, and they can't get that much better at things. A fixed mindset. My perspective of how to develop a growth mindset begins with the fundamental number one rule in life, and that is believe in your ability to figure things out. I think that is the ultimate belief in life, that, you know what? I believe that I can figure out how things work, and I believe that I can get better. That fundamental structure in our mind that says, I believe in those two things, that I can figure things out and I can get better, enables us for lifelong improvement and growth. But without them, good luck. Because if you take on a task that you don't know how to do, you say, well, I don't know how to do that, so I quit. If you want to be like somebody who you spot, who you see as a role model, but you don't believe in yourself, you say, oh, I'm not like that, so you quit. So without belief as the underlying element of your own mindset, there's no ability to grow. There's no ability to go anywhere. You have to look at this next stage of your life and say, I believe I can figure it out. If you have a great dream and you don't have any clue how to figure it out, you still go, I believe I can figure it out, which allows you to get up and get to work on Monday and start working towards it. If you don't believe you can figure it out, you don't have any what psychologists call expectancy or even agency. And so you won't begin the journey. But once you believe that you can figure it out and you can do it, then you'll begin. So always believe in your ability to figure things out. The second thing to develop a greater growth mindset is question your assumptions. See, we all assume we are who we are. People say to me, well, Brendan, you're sharing with me that I should go out and share my advice or wisdom with the world, but, you know, who am I to do that? And that's an assumption, isn't it? Who am I? As if you're not good enough, as if you're not capable enough, that what you're only capable of what you've learned today. I tell people all the time, don't let your current knowledge, skills, and ability box in or narrow down your vision for your future. Because today, what you're capable of today has little to do with what you're capable of or possibly able to achieve in the future. Today is not a good predictor for tomorrow or the next year or 10 years from now. Because think how different you are probably today than you were 10 years ago. How many more things you've learned, how kinder of a person you've become, how more empathetic you have become, how much more just, you know, solid and sure you might be. And if that's not the case for you, imagine a time in your life when you were stronger. Look, we all change, we all can develop, we can all grow, but we need to question the assumptions that limit us those ideas that say, oh, well, I'm not capable of that. Question those things that say, well, I'm an introvert, so I can never share my dreams. Question those ideas that say, well, I can't be an entrepreneur, or I can't get promoted. Whatever is coming in your mind that's negative, you need to question that, because that's what's preventing you from having a growth mindset. I would say number three, a hugely important one for developing a long-term growth mindset, is to develop your own life curriculum. That is, you should have a set of books and tapes or CDs or audio digital programs, whatever you want to call it. You should be going to seminars. Don't wait for college to give you the curriculum of life. Don't wait for somebody to hand you a report you're supposed to read. Sit down, think, what am I passionate about? What's my dream? And then architect a curriculum to make that dream possible. See, I didn't used to know how to do all the things I know how to do today. All the things that I do today that generate 8 figures per year, I had no idea how to do any of them. None of them. Not a single one of them. But instead of saying, well, I don't know how to do that, and stopped, I developed my own curriculum. I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to learn videography. I guess I'm going to have to learn adult learning theory so I can teach. I guess I'm going to have to learn how to publicly speak. I guess I'm going to have to learn how to persuade people. I'm going to learn how to build a website, start a business. All these things, I bought books on it. I went to seminars on it. And in pursuing my own passions and dreams with curriculums that I created for myself, my mindset became more open because I realized how much there was to learn. I realized that I could learn it. I realized that I could do it. And if you're not completing curriculum that you've designed in life, then you're just reacting to the world. But once you start designing your own curriculum, what you want to learn, where you want to go, as you design that and implement that, you get stronger. I hope that serves. The last piece I'd like to share is that, you know, as you're really seeking to grow, you're going to have a lot of discouragement. You're going to have a lot of times when you fail, when things suck, when things aren't going the way that you really wanted to. And all I can share is this. During those times, honor the struggle. When you're struggling and it's difficult and it's, you know, just so challenging, don't hate that process. Just go, you know what? This is part of the learning journey for me. It's difficult right now, but I honor it because this difficulty is going to strengthen me. This difficulty I will use later on as a tool to be more empathetic to others. This difficulty will help me serve somebody in the future. This difficulty is forging a stronger character within myself to keep going. Honor the struggle.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.